This is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor, and it's brought to you by RBN. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Just to kind of update everybody, I am a former police detective, 39 years in law enforcement service, and so far I am the only one, at least in Nevada anyway, that has filed a federal lawsuit against the police department, the LVMPD, former Sheriff Doug Gillespie, 14 other high-ranking upper management police officials on charges of First Amendment violation, on murder charges, on rape, trafficking in narcotics, kidnapping, extortion, child molestation, pedophilia, and just about every other crime that's in the book about crimes against persons. Now, this is against the LVMPD, former Sheriff Doug Gillespie, and 14 other high-ranking police officials of the LVMPD. Now, I did this while I was still employed for the LVMPD in January of 2011. I was forcibly terminated medically in 2014. But during that span between 2011 and 2014, folks, I got to tell you, it was one bumpy ride. And all those charges that I told you about were alleged against the LVMPD and several others while I was still employed. Now, I was employed at the LVMPD for 36 years. So I had a direct opportunity to have knowledge and observe the dealings of this corrupt police department. Now, understand, the police department itself and the majority of the members, the real police officers, they're all right. It's just some of them sell their souls sometimes and violate their sacred oath. And when you do that, even once, well, then the upper police management has you right by the short hairs, folks. And they'll have you lie, cheat, omit evidence, false arrest people. I mean, you name it, it's done. But that's because any police officer that works for the police department who ever violates their oath of ethics or their code of honor or their sacred oath that most, if not all, police officers take before they don the gun, the badge, and the uniform. So, with that being said, I'm going to educate you on what the code of ethics or the badge of honor or the oath of honor entails. And there's no standardized sacred oath, but they all contain the same information. And like I said, most, if not all, police officers, before they accept this responsibility and accept the fact that they will never violate this oath, recite and swear to this. As a law enforcement officer, my fundamental duty is to serve mankind, to safeguard lives and property, to protect the innocent against deception, the weak against oppression or intimidation, and the peaceful against violence or disorder, and to respect the constitutional rights of all men to liberty, equality, and justice. I will keep my private life unsullied as an example to all, maintain courageous calm in the face of danger, scorn, or ridicule, develop self-restraint, and be constantly mindful of the welfare of others. Honest in thought and deed in both my personal and official life, I will be exemplary in obeying the laws of the land and the regulations of my department. Whatever I see or hear of a confidential nature or that is confided to me in my official capacity will be kept ever secret unless revelation is necessary in the performance of my duty. I will never act officiously or permit personal feelings, prejudices, animosities, or friendships to influence my decisions. With no compromise for crime and with relentless prosecution of criminals, I will enforce the law courteously and appropriately without fear or favor, malice or ill will, never employing unnecessary force or violence, and never accepting gratuities. I recognize the badge of my office as a symbol of public faith, and I accept it as a public trust to be held so long as I am true to the ethics of the police service. I will constantly strive to achieve these objectives and ideals, dedicating myself before God to my chosen profession, which is law enforcement. Folks, these are very important words that everyone needs to understand when a police officer performs the duties of his office. That's the basis of performing those duties. Anything other than that is pure corruption. And believe me, law enforcement is riddled with corruption. But be it known, and this is from a veteran, 39-year police veteran, that is the real thing. I wasn't a fake cop. I was right down there in the gutter with the blood and the guts and the beer, and did that job faithfully for 39-plus years. So I have a certain amount of expertise when it comes to the way things are in police work and how things are done, and if in fact there is corruption in police work, which drastically affects all of us. There is just no one that is untouched by it. And when a police officer does not do their duty, does not follow his sacred oath, well, that's what all our problems are basically based on. I can only talk about the inside of the LVMPD, but I would venture a guess that it's pretty much the same everywhere, all across the United States. And especially right now, the attacks on police officers and the policies and the belief that the police are just another extension of the arm of our corrupted federal government. Well, nothing could be farther from the truth. It's just that mainstream media is in cahoots with the corrupted federal government, and they don't report exactly the facts and the circumstances that occur, especially with a police contact, and especially with a police contact that involves somebody other than a white male or female adult. Anyone else, all of a sudden, the mainstream news media just latches on to that incident and, of course, distorts and perverts what's actually been happening. So with that being said, we got a couple of callers on the line. Robert in Las Vegas, are you still there? What's on your mind?
Yes, Gordon. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. How are you today?
Pretty good. Hanging in there.
Good. I hear you. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. All right.
Sure.
So you're a long time Las Vegas guy. So hopefully you can speak on this subject. He's currently under federal indictment for some pretty serious charges. What do you know about Billy Walters, the noted gambler?
Well,
and owner of Valley High Golf, of course.
It all depends on who you ask. And again, I'm only the messenger. Pretty much anything political or anything from the elitists that are in Las Vegas or in Nevada, I would venture to say that I would, going from the midline, I would always go to the negative, and that they're all involved in some type of corrupted activity. Okay, I've heard about Billy Walters. Fact is, one of the detectives that was sitting right next to me when I was in robbery homicide investigated that all the shenanigans that Billy Walters was involved in. But as for me personally, I do not know, other than just repeating what I've heard. So I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, as best you could. You don't know, so you don't know. Let's move on.
Okay.
Do you smell anything fishy about that deal at Apex, the Faraday Motors? Construction's been shut down because somebody supposedly isn't paying their bills. You know anything about that?
No, I don't. I heard about it. Mm-hmm. I heard about it. And, again, in business, any businesses that I see cropping up, something, you know, as high profile as that, I would always think that it goes all the way up to our elected officials. If they can't make any money on it, or if they can't work it so their pockets are filled, it's definitely never going to be in the betterment of the regular guy, the community. It's not going to be in their betterment for this company to either, go forward or be shut down. But you can bet your boots that there is politics behind this one. So,
well, I'm sure it did go up the food chain because they gave a pretty sweet tax abatement to get those people to come here. So it went somewhere up the chain.
Yeah, yes, it did. Yes, it did. So it's, again, I say this, and there's just more and more evidence, especially with this phony or this voter fraud thing and vote election thing. This is the state that sets the standard for corruption, and they do it so openly because who can challenge them? Who has the money? Who has the juice to challenge something that is so blatantly corrupt that they can just get away with anything? So whenever something like this happens, there's always money involved. It's always the money, and there's plenty of it here.
Yeah, and you say that makes me think of something. Have you seen that bill that's flowing through a legislature? There's a warning passed that when you show up at the DMV to update your license, you are automatically registered to vote.
I've seen that. I heard that. What bothers me is, and I just finished registering my car, and I engaged in conversation with the person at the desk, and it's a little off subject here, but did you know that illegal aliens can obtain a driver's license, and the examination is done in Spanish, and the examiner, the driving examiner, is got to speak in Spanish to do the drive test.
No, that's not this, because that's very pertinent. That's very important because that means that someone who is illegal can still vote.
That is correct. And so that's all part of the voter fraud thing.
Yes.
And I've been talking about that in my column in the Las Vegas Tribune about voter fraud and how we need to go back to paper ballots.
And I agree.
Forget these voter machines because, 16 states bought voting machines from George Soros? Now, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't that the guy that wants to destroy America and enter into a one world order? Is that the same guy?
Yeah, I believe, yes, it is.
Okay. So, and understand, at least my research says that most European countries have completely banned electronic voting machines, and especially Germany, they banned electronic voting machines forever, permanently. Okay, so
good move.
What is it that they know that we don't know? And here we are. We embrace these things, right?
Yeah, I think Australia also does paper.
Australia does paper too? Oh,
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
What is it that? Why did we ever change? What was wrong with this system? Now we got computers, electronic voting machines that can be manipulated wirelessly. Wirelessly, can
yes.
you believe that?
Yes.
And
yes.
and nobody says anything. Nobody is outraged. Yeah, I've been talking about this for a couple of months. And sure, I'm part of a voters' rights committee, and we're still in the mix of this. And Vaughn, that candidate, I think Stephen Vaughn, he's got a video out that is just outstanding. I mean, it shows video fraud or voter fraud way back in 2005. Now, why is it that nobody is screaming about this? So
good questions.
Anyway, all right, Robert, I got another caller on the line. Thank you for calling in. All right.
All right, thanks, Gordon. Be good.
Okay, D, are you there?
Gordon, I am here. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. You got some new news for us for battery domestic violence cases and some new info?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I entered the criminal justice system through no fault of my own as a victim of domestic violence. But but my speaking with you goes completely beyond that because you are offering a forum for people to talk about corruption in Nevada. And you obviously have overwhelming evidence of corruption with Metro, and I have overwhelming evidence of corruption with the judges. The state of Nevada reviewed a criminal case. It was a city versus a city in the state of Nevada. A city was suing the city. People, a certain part of the city wanted to sue other parts of the city. This case went to the Nevada Supreme Court. The Nevada Supreme Court in 2013 issued its ruling that any city council that is writing a check to the city for the criminal activity that was brought out in this lawsuit that certain members of the city were committing, then the city councils become culpable because they are funding the criminal activity that the city is committing.
Now, isn't that just special? You can take down the whole council because of one or two members?
Yes, that is what the Nevada Supreme Court ruled. Now, on the first page of their ruling, it's about 35 pages. The first page of the ruling, they mention the name Thomas Arthur Ritchie Jr., who you know to be a family law judge there in Las Vegas.
Correct.
He's a family court judge in Clark County, hundreds of miles away from the city, which is suing itself in
what city is this? Just for the record, what city is suing itself?
The city of Sparks.
Okay.
Which you know to be outside Reno. In the second most populated area in Nevada, we have Clark County, of course, where this Judge Art Ritchie is and where you live. And then we have northern Nevada, the second most populated area in Nevada. This ruling by the Nevada Supreme Court that city councils become culpable when they write a check funding the criminal activity by any other city entity, in this particular case, it was a municipal court judge that was committing criminal activity, destroying court case files. Municipal courts.
Kind of like Judge Steve Jones, who's in federal prison.
Well, I don't know if Steve Jones ever destroyed any court case files.
Let me stop you here, Dee. He was in charge of the entire family court records and stuff. So go ahead.
Then he would have had to have been a presiding judge at some point. And there's 8th Judicial District Court rules. That's the family court that Steve Jones was in. Their 8th Judicial District Court rules, the presiding judge oversees the administrative duties, and, of course, administrative duties are which court case files to keep and which to destroy. If he ever was a presiding judge, then yes, he would have had oversight into what court cases would have been destroyed. I hear your music.
Okay, stay on the line. I'll be back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Martinez, the show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RPN. We're talking with Dee in Nevada, and the subject matter is battery domestic violence and the corruption that it is involved in the arrest and prosecution of certain cases. So continue on, Dee. Let us know about this. This is interesting how a city is actually suing a city and making council members that are involved in this type of activity culpable. I like it.
Well, it is a very precedent-setting case because you have council members who just on the face of it want to better their community. And yet the Supreme Court in Nevada is ruling, no, you're culpable in aiding and abetting the criminal activity that's going on.
So what's
on
the answer? I mean, if they can't get involved in it, then who does? Who's above them or who else gets involved?
Well, and what's interesting is why did the Nevada Supreme Court allow a family law judge from Southern Nevada interject himself into a City of Sparks lawsuit? This is very interesting. The judge, again, is Art Ritchie. Art mm-hmm. Ritchie is known to be corrupt. He was appointed by Kenny Gwynn when a position came open in the family division of the 8th Judicial District. That is Las Vegas.
In, You know, Dee, I hate to just interject this thing, but I think it's kind of important after my statement that Nevada sets a standard for corruption throughout the United States. Anybody that wants to turn corrupt, just look at what Nevada does. And you mentioned the name Kenny Guinn. Now, I liked Kenny Guinn. I knew him. As a matter of fact, I have his Cadillac. It sold a couple of times, and I actually drive his former Cadillac. And the deal with Kenny Guinn and our present Governor Brian Sandoval in the illegal transfer of $1 billion from the Nevada Treasury into a company called ICON, Employees Insurance Company of Nevada, into their private accounts, was brought out by Assistant Attorney General David Otto, who filed a complaint in 2006 against former governor or former Attorney General Brian Sandoval, now Governor Sandoval, and former Governor Kenny Guinn. Now, I'm not a real fan of coincidence, but when David Otto filed that lawsuit, which is still sitting in the pile in Washoe County District Court, 2006, it was coincidentally that Governor Kenny Guinn fell off his roof and broke his neck and died. This is standard operating procedure for Nevada, that whenever somebody gets close to exposing a deep-seated, corrupted government, that severe measures are taken against those people trying to expose it. That's why I always try to expose and publicize and get recorded every corrupted thing that Nevada does. So I don't know, maybe if they finally come after me and do me in, it'll bring authenticity to what I've been publishing. So please continue on. I just wanted to make that point clear, is that what you're doing right now and naming names, and you can use the word allege all you want, and it kind of like keeps you out of the courtroom, but name names and be specific and put it on the record, because this is on the record, folks. Anything we say here is on the record. Continue on, Dee.
And thank you again, Gordon. Thank you for this forum to allow us who are victimized by a corrupt system to go on the record. I can tell you that the Kenny Guinn, yes, everything you stated is factual, and you correctly stated what was suspect. And what is happening now is the Nevada Supreme Court has now all the information of all the courts that are destroying child abuse court case files. And I hear your music. I'll hang on if you want me to.
Oh, please do. Please do. I'll give you another little session. So let's pause for the cause.
And Sundays pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know that when I won't. Working for a living, work. Working for a living.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, this is Gordon Martinez with American Honor, brought to you by RBN. We're talking with DD. I wanted to mention to you that you reminded me when you said that you are also a victim of battery domestic violence. And I wanted to just discuss with you the position that you have, and obviously you're an advocate for the anti-corruption coalition to clean up battery domestic violence cases and to present them properly and not destroy evidence and all that. But I don't know if you knew this. I was a DUI victim on duty, motor cop, trashed my left leg, smashed up my face, made me a lot uglier than I already am. And I eventually became the president of Stop DUI and held that position for approximately 10 years. But what I noticed and I was still a police officer and also help prosecuting cases of DUI, what I noticed is that apparently there are certain people that believe that since you are a victim of a specific crime, that your credibility is now in question and your character is now in question as to you being an advocate. Some people would say that maybe since you were a victim, that you're a little more exuberant, as it were. And I've had all kinds of words used at me for that, in that there is just absolutely no redeeming factor about battery domestic violence, which I believe. And I believe there's no redeeming factor about driving under the influence. And you should remove the word accident, at least from that. How do you feel about that? Do people ever mention to you that, oh, well, you know, you're just kind of like some kind of zealot or something, that you're pushing this so much, and I mean, it's consumed you, and it's made you not see the big picture or anything. Have you ever heard anything like that said to you?
And if those allegations are made toward me, no. Nobody has told me to my face that. That is why I like to keep everything not about me. I only say that I'm a survivor of domestic violence. Yes, I am a victim of domestic violence, but I say I'm a survivor of domestic violence because I have threats on my life, so I speak anonymously.
So you have threats on your life, too.
So you do, too, Gordon?
Oh, of course. Of course. Fact is, I've had so many that now I ignore it. And the latest one was when my steel brake line in my car, and I told you the car used to belong to Kenny Gwynn, was punctured. The brake line was punctured in three different places. And, of course, I lost my brakes, and I was on my way to see my mother in San Diego. Well, the mechanic that examined the brake line came out, and his face was white. And I said, what's the problem? He says, well, you know, your brake line's been punctured in three different places, and there's no reason for it because it wasn't touching anything. Nothing was touching it, but it's punctured in three different places. He goes, maybe you should report this to the police. And I go, why would I want to report this to the police? Because they're the ones that did it. Okay, so what good would that do? So, I've had my life threatened on numerous occasions. Old friends that I've known for 20 years are telling me to watch my back, telling me to watch this, watch that. Well, what am I supposed to do? I mean, if they want to, they'll do you. But that's not what they want to do. They want to instill terror and fear in you. Okay? Well, terror and fear.
And that is all the more reason why we come out with this information in advance of it going public, because we know that if we come out, regardless of what happens to us, physically, we may lose our bodies. Yes, we may lose our life. But there's enough information out there that the courts, and you mentioned drunk driving, and I would like to bring this up. Marty Hastings is a justice court justice in Las Vegas, and he lost his dad to a drunk driver, and yet he gives leniency to drunk drivers. It would seem illogical, but the point being, the courts do things that need to be investigated. We need to understand, why is the Nevada Supreme Court allowing to put on the record a family court judge in Southern Nevada to argue about an incident that's happening hundreds of miles away from him, not even in his jurisdiction, has nothing to do with who he is, but for he is a judge who was found committing criminal activity. He was found April 2011 by the Chief Judge Jennifer Togliatti that he was acting with bias in child abuse cases by overseeing the evidence destroyed before it got into the hands of any court. So the fact that the Nevada Supreme Court is letting him speak and not striking his testimony, because that's very damning testimony, when Art Ritchie has documented that he never disclosed a relationship that he has that is a conflict of interest. Kenny Gwynn never got that information when he appointed Art Ritchie. The information is Art Ritchie, who is a judge and became a chief judge. He first became a presiding judge in the family division and then was voted by his peers to be a chief judge. He had a duty to disclose on all of his paperwork. There's actually a box for it. Do you have any conflict of interest? Anyone in your household have a conflict of interest? And he did not declare that he's running a business with Steve Grierson, the clerk of the court.
And let me ask you this, Dee. You said that Governor Gwynn did not have knowledge of this?
Because Governor Gwynn relied upon the paperwork that Art Ritchie submitted.
But again, you said that Governor Gwynn did not have knowledge of this conflict of interest.
I have every reason to believe he didn't. He relied upon the paperwork. That is correct.
Okay. Definitively. Okay. He could have had knowledge, but then went ahead and did it anyway.
Correct? And there's no way to prove that, but yes, that is certainly possible.
In Nevada, anything is possible. Dee, got another caller on the line. Thank you for calling in, and call in next week and update us on what's going on, okay?
Thank you, Gordon.
You're welcome. Chris, are you on the line? What's on your mind?
Well, yes, Gordon, I am, and glad to see you got back safely, and always glad to hear Dee's very enlightened and studied comments. She's a wonderful advocate, and I'd be glad
to share.
She's
a wonderful person, too. I know her. I've met her. And everything she says, I have no reason to believe that it isn't the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
If you'd like to share my communication information with her, I'm very studied in the Child Protective Services system, which is effectively the same one she's talking about. Uh-huh. There are many different things most people don't have knowledge about, unless they've done their own due diligence, which she obviously has.
Definitely. So what are you up to today?
Well, in fact, right now I'm writing a letter to a bank, but I just sent some letters off to some tow companies and stuff after my private 1957 Dodge D500 was stolen at gunpoint by Las Vegas Metro and the zoning enforcement agencies. And I have a couple of really important cases, and this is coming from what's termed a primer on eminent domain. Mm-hmm. That you can search out those word terms, P-R-I-M-E-R, primer or primer. Primer is usually used in ammunition, and primer is to ignite your education and information. Mm-hmm. But in particular, this one case is under Stegall versus U.S., but it's citing Johnson versus U.S. at 33 U.S. 10. 13 through 15 at 48, and it says, the government citizen implicitly acknowledges an officer engaged is in the often competitive enterprise, I think they may be referring to RICO, underhandedly, of ferreting out crime. And it may lack sufficient objectivity to weigh correctly the strength of the evidence supporting the contemplated action against the individual interest in protecting his own liberty and privacy of his home. Warrantless search or arrest can only occur in a public place during hot pursuit. In all other cases, a fair and neutral detached judicial officer determines from the complaint is a warrant should issue upon the commission of a felony crime. This is where the public's ignorance is used by robbers posing as code enforcement, like the ones who came to my house, with about 13 to 18 Metro officers, to steal my 1957 Dodge D500 classic collectible antique automobile of high performance worth about $28,000 under the guise of being a public safety hazard from their self-serving skewed view of reality or likely a fiduciary financial...
Explain to me how you're... how your vehicle is a public hazard. Explain to me that.
Well, that's my point exactly. They claimed that it was an inoperable junk motor vehicle. Well, a vehicle is a commercial term used for transport vehicles that transport passengers or freight for hire. That's what the definition of a vehicle is in the code. Your private home conveyances for transporting your guests in your private auto or your family members to, on your own private personal business does not fall within the scope of a commercial vehicle activity. And therefore,
let me ask you this. Are you in an HOA?
No. I've got a half-acre estate like right over here by Eldorado High School on Lynn Lane.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, I poured extra concrete back in 2007 because I'd had some anonymous complaints to the zoning officials about parking on landscape. In fact, they alleged it was landscape. Well, I paid extra to have a circular driveway and extra parking pads so I could park my classic collectible automobiles of investment purposes so potential investors could drive by and see those things. And not only that, that automobile that this individual trespassed without a warrant, without consent, on my private property, which is notoriously posted with no trespass signs multiple times. In fact, I saw one on a video surveillance system actually steal something, likely a child's toy, while he was trespassing without a warrant, therefore making him a criminal. This was a contract hireling. However, the zoning enforcement agent, Nazis I prefer to call them because it's more correct assessment, they made their own affidavit, which they're not competent to testify because they have that fiduciary financial interest in the seizing of property, whether it's somebody else paying them a bribe or their own self-serving interest in obtaining the expensive collector automobile for nothing by stealing it. While I was at gunpoint, from multiple different sources, there had to be at least 11 different officers that were pointing guns at me whenever I egressed my home with my private defense implement down at my side, never uttering, brandishing, or pointing it at anyone. But my life was threatened very seriously. In fact, it also tells me in many of these Supreme Court cites from that primer that when the county does this, they're engaging in domestic terrorism, robbery, extortion, oppression under color of law, and many other crimes that are of high nature. It makes the counties, as he was observing, the individual commissioners, in fact, they've also been served this multiple times in this matter, culpable, liable, and suitable for the county's bad faith and practices, and therefore the county, by establishing a pattern, practice, and custom, also, along with the individual councilmen or commissions ours, become individually liable and suitable.
So your next step is court, right?
Well, I'm gathering evidence first. I had something that was just most just aberrational. It was in the insane realm. The tow company, Quality Towing, which is actually United Towing Company out of Mokena, Illinois, part of the Chicago mob, I'm relatively sure.
I wouldn't doubt
that. My car. They're not even registered in the state anymore as Quality, although they still have it on the trucks. They sent me a bill for the towing. To me, that's pretty much tantamount to a rapist sending you a bill for servicing your wife while he was raping her and laughing about it during the time and expecting you to pay for the service whenever he got through with her.
Boy, that sure does sound ugly. You're gonna need some high powered what kind of a lawyer deals with municipality corruption.
Well, this is a civil rights complaint on an unconstitutional Fifth Amendment takings violation of private property under a warrantless search and seizure and a felony criminal trespass on my private property without a warrant on multiple different occasions. That's a RICO fraud claim under 1962 and 64C.
That's what you think need to do. You need to get it into a federal court and not go into like a city or county court.
Well, I thought I might try the state first, although I don't expect I'll have any success.
But they're all in cahoots.
I agree. I totally agree. In fact, I don't think I'll even get any traction here in this court in Las Vegas because of the corruption in the federal court system. I've already run across that with Vince Cam Fehrenbach and James C. Mahon and several others over there that I've seen do all kinds of nefarious and criminal acts while they're on the bench, trying to perpetrate frauds on people, steal their property, and ignore the facts, law, and evidence, and insert their own private, conflicted, and perhaps bribed judicial opinions in the cases to overrule the actual law.
Right. We're going to be coming up to our break pretty soon here, Chris. Just before we cut you off, check out the city of Bell in California. It seems like they went through
Bell,
the same
thing. Yes,
do you remember
that one very well. Yes, I do. Okay. That's where they arrested the city manager and some others.
You bet. And they were doing the same damn thing.
Well, they're doing the same thing here in Las Vegas. The Clark County Commission is culpable, liable, and suit. In fact, I appeared, my video's still up on Channel 4 TV, the County Commission. I had people tell me they saw me on there, letting the people, the commissioners know I'm coming for them. It's going to cost them on this one.
Well, I wish you the best. Okay, looks like we're coming up on a break. And, Chris, thank you for calling in. And call me back next week. And let me know if there's any update.
Yeah, if you need help on your zoning problem, I'm there for you.
Okay, thank you. Let's pause for the cause.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Show's called American Honor, and it's brought to you by RBN. I wanted to touch on something I saw on Newsmax, and it was an interview with a college student that was defending other college students, their co-college students' activities on their burning the flag, stepping on the flag, and desecrating the American flag, and basically on all the principles that make America America. And I'm listening to this college student tell and explain why they're doing this kind of stuff, because they don't like America and they don't like the way America is founded. They don't like America the way our values are set up. They just don't like this. And all I can say is I'm an old dog. I mean, I'm 66 now. I grew up when America was respected. The flag was respected. The national anthem was respected. And we said the Pledge of Allegiance every day in school. Now, somehow or another, these universities are rejecting the American flag. They want it taken down. They're advocating an overthrow, almost an overthrow of what America is based on. They're buying into this fake presidency this for the last 7+ years, and thank the Lord that it's finally going to be over, at least for now. And I say that the history classes in school need to be a little more, aggressive in getting out the fact that America is based on some pretty good stuff. It's based on honor, integrity, and trust. And sure, we got crooks and everything in every level. But the root core of America is a pretty good place. I mean, America feeds just about the rest of the world, especially in foreign aid and everything else. And well, some people think that that could be used as just like leverage, like either you play along with us or else we'll cut off your aid and that'll be that. And whenever any country attempted to blockade us, that's, like aggression to war and criminal. But when we do it to somebody, it's called foreign policy. Well, these college students, and again, they don't really know what life is really all about and have been afforded the opportunity to go to college and educate themselves. But they're missing the history point. The history of this country is very important to know. It's very important that when they come out and reject it, that us old American patriots are going to react to it. And sometimes they're not going to be very nice about it. So, again, everybody's afforded their opinion. But
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Seeking to take control of most